Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Overcoming Guilt Hypnosis download. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. Before we go on to our session, first a few words about the rather uncomfortable feeling of guilt. Now, make no mistake, the feelings behind guilt are there for a reason. We need a conscience to feel uncomfortable with ourselves if we've done wrong in order for society to function. Without guilt, civilization couldn't really function at all. We need an internal policeman, as it were, to keep us behaving decently towards others. However, we can draw a distinction between decency and avoiding doing something because it would make us feel guilty if we did it. Decency involves a focus on the other person's needs, whereas guilt focuses on ourselves. The thought that I wouldn't do such and such because I would feel too guilty is still thinking of one's own self over the other person. So in a way, guilt is a selfish emotion. True decency consists of putting one's own needs and wants aside for a while and exclusively considering the needs of the other. It would be expressed more along the lines of, I wouldn't do such and such because it would be bad for the other person. So, we need a conscience, but when this gets out of hand and stops us getting on with life, it has gone beyond itself and we need to do something about it. It can be useful to draw a distinction between the feelings of guilt and that of regret. Guilt is often useless unless it teaches us something new and as long as we eventually move on from it. Regret is an appropriate and rational response to a mistake. When you regret something, you take responsibility for the mistake and move on having learned from it. The thought of the mistake may make you cringe for a while or feel sad temporarily, but it's kept in its proper context, keeping self-flagellation to a minimum for everyone's benefit. Often people who feel excessive guilt have borrowed it, so to speak, from the ideas of other people. Parents who use guilt on their children teach them to respond in a guilty way, and if this is extreme, later life can become rather difficult. Children often learn to feel responsible for the emotions of other people. If you were blamed excessively as a child, or constantly made to feel responsible when things went wrong, then that self-blaming voice in your head may just belong to someone else, and not you at all. So, I'll assume that you're somewhere comfortable, where you won't be interrupted for a while. What sorts of thoughts and feelings run through your mind during typical times when you felt guilty? What you can do is make sure you're sitting or lying down somewhere comfortable and restful right now. Somewhere where the body can relax and the mind can feel calm. And just let those eyes close. That's it. Now, think about the sort of things that make you feel guilty. That's it. Now notice what the words behind the guilty feeling might be, like a statement in words. Just notice that now. That's good. Now ask yourself, who does that really sound like? It could be a parent, a particular teacher, or maybe it's just a mixture of people. If, for example, someone criticized you throughout childhood, the guilty assumptions underlying present-day guilt may be their assumptions and not yours at all. Now, as you really begin to notice that body, and mind starting to benefit, really benefit from and enjoy deep relaxation, you can just watch yourself relaxing deeply, almost like watching a breeze calm over a pool of water, letting the surface and depths become so calm and clear. And a part of you can relax deeper to the sound of these words. Or maybe to the spaces between the words. And who really owns a guilty feeling? Someone very wise once said, "You don't have to live with someone else's beliefs and conditionings, and you can become very good at spotting whose voice is behind a particular guilty feeling, and being aware of that, because you're only responsible for so much in life. You know, some people feel responsible for other people more than they should sometimes. You know the type of thing. Someone else is bad-tempered or low, and you feel responsible. When it's beyond your responsibility, which can only lie so far. Everybody, it is said, makes mistakes, but then you move on. No matter what has occurred, it's time limited and can be put to bed, as it were, into the past. And some people hang on to guilty feelings much longer than is their right to hang on to them for. Longer even sometimes than the law would even punish them for. And punishment, even from the self to the self, should only extend so far. And then it should fade away and be put into the past. And if someone else shows unhappiness or is upset, you can certainly be concerned and wish to help them in any way which is realistic. However, you cannot dictate or control the way they feel. And sometimes people may know that you were doing excessive guilty feelings and use that as a way of trying to manipulate and control you, which has been called emotional blackmail. And it is not your place to feel overly guilty. It should be only to the right degree. And notice what it is like as you relax so comfortably and deeply now. To actually think about something, perhaps an everyday thing, or just feel calm and detached from it, and seeing it from a clear, calm distance, seeing all sides to it, fair to yourself as well, and experience that now as you relax deeper. And please remember that you can only try your best. And then it's up to the other person to help themselves. If you play a game like tennis with somebody, all you can do is hit the ball to them in the hope of playing. If they refuse to play ball, that is, always down to them. And you have done your bit and can relax with that. And your subconscious mind can know instinctively the correct amount of reasonable guilt to have so that you don't waste guilt. And for each and every situation, there is the right amount, and it should be no more, because you're going to find you can be fair to yourself about things. And you can find that your limbs feel so relaxed and calm and peaceful as you drift in deep, sleepy rest and comfort, and that mind can feel so restfully clear with comfort. And you could be in such a comfortable and clear place where everything can be seen evenly and fairly and with such comfortable, calm distance. And you can find that others are required to do their share and to meet you halfway. And the you that was you in the past may have not done everything perfectly, but the you here and now is inevitably different, and time changes things and people. That's it. And you can certainly find that you can start to give yourself fairness and an even break. There are always mitigating circumstances, reasons, you know? And sometimes you can really start to be gentle with yourself more of the time, and start to see fair reasons sometimes from a point of view which is fair to you. That's it. And in your mind right now, I'd like you to notice what it's like to rehearse responding differently. In your mind, like one of those typical situations where before you would have responded with the same old mechanical, guilty feeling. This time, just notice what it's like to see things in a more detached, calm, relaxed, overview kind of a way. So notice what it's like in your mind to respond differently to the same old sort of situation with much more evenness and calm, rehearsing that difference in your mind right now. And for now, you can find that you'll feel very good and relaxed because of this. And you can start to drift back to the room, feeling comfortable and rested, and starting to feel more alert and wide awake. That's it, and you can start to open those eyes and feel wide awake and alert. Okay, now there are many ideas and perspectives contained within this session. And it's a good idea to listen to it regularly at first, until you notice that you're able to step out of that guilt when it tries to hook into you. There are also many more downloads at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as the self-esteem booster, the self-confidence booster, and others we're adding all the time. So I hope you find this session gives you relief from your guilty feelings. The best of luck to you, and thanks for listening from myself, Mark Tyrrell, and my company, Uncommon Knowledge.